We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. That could not have been a more inappropriate lead-in to the show.
Bombers.
Because it's very pro-Phillies, and I'm not about to be that. Well,
they right? bombed last night.
But let me just say, Jonesy, I was not on yesterday, and I had the last 36 hours, I have experienced a monstrous epiphany in Philadelphia sports.
Epiphany,
yes.
And the reward will be the listener today. This show today is going to be so good. I personally hired a guy from DoorDash. And the minute this show is over, we're sending the tape all the way up to New York to the Museum of Radio and Television because they're going to want to put this next to Edward R. Murrow.
Isn't DoorDash for food?
Yeah, well, this is food for the
this
mind.
This is food for the mind. Yes. Thank you, Josie. Yeah. This is food for thought.
Okay.
We are dashing food up to New York. Now, you could say how technically you could just stream it to them.
Yeah.
I'm old school.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what I want to talk about today because I realized old school still works for people. Mm. Speaking of old school, we are going to, in studio today, say goodbye to maybe our favorite person all the years we've been here, Ray Dittinger. He'll be at 8 o'clock. We have James Bradbury on our show today. He is the latest example of an incredible offseason by Howie Roseman. And I just got to understand. He's going to – see, I need him to give me a little scouting report on the receivers we have.
Yeah, that's
he
good.
He covered Devontae Smith. What does he think of him?
That's a great question.
I got to assume at some point he encountered A.J. Brown. This guy is an elite corner. We're going to pick his brain at 8:30 today to find out what he's thinking about all this other stuff. And at 9:30, in a comment that a lot of people saw as treason in Dallas, Michael Irvin said the Eagles are building a dynasty here.
I heard that.
And he's coming on the show to explain, A, why he feels that way, and B, oh, he must have gotten some charming feedback.
Imagine.
Can you imagine those hillbillies in Texas, Ray, the Dallas, Texas people?
No, I think they all kind of feel the same way.
I mean, hope they do.
Skip Bayless feels that way?
Here's my first question to Michael Irvin. Michael, mm-hmm. Do you realize you're way more popular now in Philadelphia
yes.
than you ever were when you were a player. All right, but I got to start. And John Johnson's out at 7 because he's got a theory on what's going on with the Philadelphia Phillies that is very interesting, fascinating. And I want him to roll it out for you at 7 o'clock. But I'm just going to tell you what happened to me on Tuesday night. I'm watching the Phillies game out. I could see it in real time. I'm staying up late, like after 10, because I'm not working the next day. And in the when this Joe Girardi and the way he manages his team, when I saw that he was not using his closer in an amazing comeback game, in a game that Bryce Harper explained exactly why he was the MVP in the league again this year, what he did in that, I'm going to be completely honest. When he didn't put the closer in, mm-hmm. Nick Nelson, who had never closed the game. Mm-hmm. He had five guys on the staff with closing experience.
Yeah.
When he put Nick Nelson in, ladies and gentlemen, hand to guard, I started rooting against the Phillies.
No.
I wanted them to lose. I wanted people to see how stupid the managing of Joe Girardi is. Jonesy, I swear to God.
I don't blame you.
I wanted them to lose because I realized something in that moment. They are not going to win a damn thing. $250 million payroll or not. They're not winning anything while that robot is the manager of the team. Right?
It's 100% accurate.
No, and that guy, Rhea, to your credit, I said, Rhea, I hope you guys blistered his ass yesterday. You did. And I'm going to just tell you, he has literally, ladies and gentlemen, this has happened like twice in all the time I've been here. He has made me root against my own team. We're the flagship station, and this is the morning show of it. And I want them to lose until Joe Girardi is gone. Is anybody listening who's on the same boat I'm on right now?
No. Because
yes. That guy is putrid.
He is.
He is worse than bad. He's the worst manager I've ever seen manage our baseball team. He's pathetic. And this binder crap and all these stats, take them all and flush them down the toilet, Girardi. You're horrible. Now, Al, in an effort to, I don't want to be all negative today. I am going to champion the cause of a new coach in this town. Because I have found someone that I love. Not in baseball, different sport. And now I believe, Al, my throwing my support behind his candidacy, inevitably, he'll get the job. Don't you think?
No.
That's usually how it doesn't go around here.
All right. Anyway, let me start with this. All right, let's go to last night. So, last night, Ranger Suarez is at 88 pitches. He just strikes a guy out,
but we
can't take any chances. It's 4-4. We just tied it up. We better get him out. So let's go to a guy who has not worked that much recently and that we saved the previous night, Alvarado.
He didn't want him to face righties the night before.
He didn't want him to face righties in the ninth inning. So he went with Nick Nelson. Al, the first two hitters up when Alvarado came in were right-handers.
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you?
No.
Rhea, any sense to you?
Zero.
Jonesy?
Not for a second.
Not for a second. All right, so Alvarado's in, and I don't know, did anybody else see a wild pitch coming?
Oh, my God.
Even if you saw this coming, you did not envision what would happen next. 4-4 game. This is a deciding play. In last night's game, listen to this.
0-1, way inside, bounces in there, almost hit Riley. JT picks it up, fires to second, and it goes through everybody, through Segura, through Stott, through Odubel. Swanson is up, he'll circle the bases. A throw from the catcher goes through three fielders for the Phillies, and Dansby Swanson just scored from first base on a ball in the dirt.
Wow. They would never come back,
no.
Even though Bryce Harper, four more hits.
Four for five.
He's unbelievable.
Now, a little later in the show, I want to explore. I would like to explore his thinking right now. I just want to know if he's in a good mood, you know, how he's feeling about the current state of his baseball team. He's having an amazing year.
They're trying to get him to pop off.
Yeah.
Salisbury's doing his best.
Salisbury, who covers them for NBC Sports Philadelphia, is literally on the warpath.
He is amazing.
As is Michael Barkin. Yeah. I am not alone anymore in my crusade against Girardi. I have added some new people to my bandwagon. But let me just give you. Right, so Girardi acknowledges that they threw the game away. Here he is.
Gave it away. Now they had a hard time throwing strikes. They have the ball miss, you know, the throw from JT missed by a couple guys. And then we didn't do much after that offensively. It's unfortunate.
All right, Joe, here's where it gets fun, just following this robot.
Yes.
All right, this guy is not a human being. He is a big big computer right in the middle of the dugout. That's all he is.
He's a binder.
He's a binder.
Yep.
All right, so Girardi is somebody has the the misfortune of asking Girardi what his thinking was of removing Suarez after he struck someone out at 88 pitches. And basically, he sees that all of these guys, all of the guys on his staff, are overworked. Listen to what he said about, is it time to give Suarez a break?
Well, I think we're looking at all of them, to be honest with you, right? You know, we got two guys coming off COVID, right? F would make four starts in 16 days, right? That's a lot for a guy coming off COVID. You know, Nola has worked hard. Gibby has worked hard. Wheeler's coming off COVID too, right? So we just felt it was in our best interest for all of them.
Got to get them all a break, they're coming off COVID.
Right.
Eflin struck out 12 the other day.
I took the liberty of calling management when I heard that caught. And Kyle Quinn will do hours 8 and 9
okay.
Next week because Joe Wechter's coming off COVID.
That's true.
Can't
Sam
ask
Wechter.
You can't have him do 4 hours. Coming off COVID?
I don't even.
What is that?
It's a guy that.
What is that?
It's a guy that's done. He's just done. You can tell. He's
not even taking the time to get a creative answer
anymore. No, it's not, all he's doing is like, I just said earlier, he cannot, it's Memorial Day, so it's officially, he can't say it's early anymore.
Okay.
So he's used that for how many months? It's
right.
Early. Now it's like, the guys are tired. No, he has no answers to anything. He most maddening thing to me is he won't even get mad when he's mad.
No.
Like when you question him, I would rather he would pop off. At least show me something there.
When I'm playing for you, when I endorse my candidate, different sport, you will hear him do that repeatedly without conscience. He doesn't care. That's what I want in my sports world. All right, finally. So Barkan, Michael Barkan, and again, I don't think they can completely vent, but he came pretty close to ripping Girardi apart last night. Listen to this.
Joe, come on. Do not baby these guys. They're making millions upon millions of dollars to play baseball, to play hard. Ride them a little bit, for goodness sakes.
All right. And finally, I just want you to hear this, because Ruben Amaro, Al, is not a critical analyst.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the contrary.
Last night he was.
He was getting frustrated himself at how awful they're playing. They're 4 under .500 with a $250 billion payroll and a robot for a manager. And he basically, if you hear the end of this cut, he's basically saying the Phillies lost last night's game the previous night. Hangover. Listen.
It's just a sloppy baseball game. I mean, this was not a game that you want to highlight very, very much. And, you know, the Phillies have to just play much cleaner baseball. This is not the kind of game that you want to play, especially when you're down here in Atlanta and you're trying to battle. And I do believe that there's a little bit of a hangover over that tough loss last night.
A hangover. They lost the previous night because he wouldn't use his closer 3 straight days.
Well, they lost
though his closer wanted to come in and pretty much did everything but walk out to the mound. He lost last night's game Tuesday night. He still got a jackass in center field, Odubel.
Oh, my God.
All Odubel does is find new ways to screw over his team. What is he doing? How the hell is that man still here? Joe must go. Joe must go. Joe must go. Today, not tomorrow. I want him out in Atlanta. All right. In a minute, I'm going to endorse the guy I do want because he's the exact opposite, 100% the opposite. But here's our contest today, and we have phenomenal stuff. Would you enjoy? This is all stuff related to Memorial Day. How would a $100 Acme gift card go right now? Would that help you a little bit? How about tickets to go see Jackie the Joke Man Motley at the Event Center on June 9th? How about an Eagles Backyard Grill Pack for Memorial Day weekend? How about a copy of Ray Dittage's book, Fit His Business, and we will get him to sign it. That makes it worth more. I got tickets to the New Jersey Beer Festival at the Battleship New Jersey in Camden on June 25th and a $25 gift card to Boston Market. I am the judge today. I am looking for the opposite of Joe Girardi. Managers or coaches, past or present, who were most exciting.
Dynamic.
You couldn't wait to hear what they said. Because listening to Joe after a game is doubling the torture. 215-592-9494. In our own city, Al, I have like 8 or 9 very exciting managers and coaches. Very exciting. One of them Keith Jones played for.
Huh.
Oh, yes, he did. Let's kick it off today with my brother Scott in Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Good answer the morning crew. What's good with you?
Good with me is that damn Girardi. I've had enough of him. He needs to go today.
Who's worse, Rivers or Girardi?
Girardi is, and I hate Rivers.
Yeah, that's speaking volume, man. You really must hate him because
listen, he's worse than what's that, Jack? Gabe Kapler. He's worse than Kapler. He's worse than all of them, Scott. He's new level worse.
That binder, of course, we've talked about it, Reed. He's got to have some kind of pictures in there. Ain't that much looking in a binder.
No, what is he doing?
I can't stand it.
He just took a series they could have won the first three games of and blew two of them against the division foe. Watching this, Dombrowski? Do something.
And you know he didn't bring him in. So, like I said, what's the problem with letting him go? He's done that in the past, Dombrowski. I forget what team it was. Let somebody go, not even the middle of the season. And he didn't bring him in, so why is he given this long leash?
Scott,
I can't understand it. I can't stand him.
Scott, stop for a second. I just realized I don't want to get personal here. Didn't you call Monday?
Yeah.
Scott, be careful. I'm noticing today, Jonesy. Are you hearing it? You sound tired. This is two calls in the same week, and you didn't get 4 days rest off between calls. Are you okay?
Nope.
Are you right
okay.
Now? Do you have an IV in your arm?
No. Nope.
Are you using oxygen to breathe?
Nope.
You're
nope.
able to make two calls in the same week, Scott?
Yep.
God bless you. How does he, Al, how does
Amazing
he do it?
Effort.
Iron Man.
You're an Scott, I don't know. And I don't even hear, you know, don't even sound hoarse. You sound like you're very awake and you seem to be doing fine here, Scott. You must be an Iron Man. You must be durable. Wow. I'm going to have to start doing that, Al. I'm going to have to start
take
putting
Wednesdays off.
Watching these games is killing me, Brother Angelo.
All right. Now, hold on.
There's ways to do it.
You're getting right near your word count now, Scott, so I better go with you for the contest. Who is an exciting coach or manager?
I'm going to say Billy Martin.
Billy Martin. Wow. Al, Billy Martin was so exciting. He would fist fight. His own players in the dugout.
That's the best.
Al, he threw a punch at Reggie Jackson.
Mr. Artur.
In the dugout.
Fired, hired.
And I have heard many stories about Billy Martin.
Fired.
From what I understand now, off the field, one of the most miserable horse's asses anyone would ever meet.
Really?
A bad guy start to finish. And when he had his snout full, when he had taken a couple of nips... Back off. There's going to be trouble.
That's old school, Al.
That's old school. But for our contest, he's a fine selection because he was very excited. Any manager or coach who's going to take a slug at a player during the game has to be considered. 215-592-9494. This room, jump on. When we return, I will hereby, Al, endorse the next coach or manager I want in our city.
Cool.
And I am not asking. I am demanding. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 617.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.